Just fucking unhinged, isn't it?
Just getting feral.
But it is good for a laugh, at least.
Me trying to do a winged liner and just ending up in tears. God.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Living Loose podcast.
With Liv and Lucy in Italia.
Italia still. How much fun?
Oh my God. How much fun.
You guys, who'd have thought that we would come up with roster updates all the way from Puglia?
I know. And good ones.
And loose.
Juicy.
Loose. Just go for it, babe.
I'm in love. I'm in love, and I don't care who knows it.
Do tell.
So, I've met a bit of an Italian stallion, and yeah, never want to leave Italy.
Yeah, I think she's just going to have to move here.
Yeah, it's been less than a week, and I have never crushed this hard.
Can confirm.
Maybe ever, but also maybe just like not for a very long time.
I have never seen you like someone like this.
No.
I've known you since you were 17 and I've never seen you like this.
Because it's so nice. Like, I think he might actually be a nice one.
Yeah, he's not a dickhead.
Maybe. Not yet.
There is a slight language barrier.
But not when our bodies do the talking.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Amazing. Okay. So tell everybody where we found him.
Okay. So we were staying at this bougie hotel. And when was it? Was it lunch one day?
I think it was breakfast.
No, it was lunch that I saw him.
Okay.
So it was lunch one day and I was like, is that chef really cute? And you were like, I don't know. I don't think so. And then... And then we went and recorded the podcast.
Okay, yeah.
And I kind of forgot all about it. And then he was on breakfast the next day.
That was it, yes.
Yeah. So then he served us breakfast and I was like, oh, it's that chef again. He's so cute. And like, mm-hmm. I was looking at him more this time. So mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, he's cute. And you know when you can feel someone looking at you as well? Like, we kept catching eyes, but like didn't speak or anything.
Yeah, of course.
And then Liv's mum was like fucking with me and she yes. was just like, oh, I think he's like 16. I was like, no. Like having this actual existential crisis over...
Because he does have a bit of a baby face.
Yeah. Over like maybe fancying a 16-year-old. But yeah, so when he...
He came back to the table.
He brought our food out.
Yeah.
I don't know where the waiter was, but he brought our food out. And so Liv's mum was like starting conversation. She was like, what's your name? How old are you?
Like, to be fair, he probably like asked the waiter, like, let me take food to those girls. I like the blonde one.
I hope so.
Yeah.
And I hope he meant me.
He would have met you, obviously.
Yeah, so then we realised we're the same age. Mm-hmm. And
because we had to clarify, like, is Lucy crushing on a teenager?
Yeah. As soon as that was established that I wasn't, I was like, oh, yeah, okay.
Game on.
Into it.
Game on.
But still, I was like, I was doing the shy thing.
You're still doing, like, the shy, giddy thing.
I mean, yeah.
Just so, look at your face. This is what Lovestruck looks like.
I've also never had like a holiday romance before.
Neither.
Yeah.
It looks like fun though.
It is so much fun, guys. Like, I'm having a whale of a time.
Okay, so wait, no, you need to like tell everybody how it has happened, how it's come to this, how it's come to there has been 3 marriage proposals in 3 days.
Yeah, we're taking it slow. So our friend B, who was on the last episode, was with us, and she was like, you have to go ask if he's single, like you have to go mm-hmm. hit on him. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I can't do it.
I was on the toilet. I was taking a shit.
And yeah, you've been having some toilet troubles.
I know. I've had period problems. I've had poo problems. I've had it all. So I was sitting on the toilet, and Bryony came to drop off something to my room. She's like, I'm gonna go ask that chef for his number for Lucy. And I was like, ask for his Instagram, it's easier.
Yeah. And well, I was like, just go do it. Like, I can't do it. And so she went down and he wasn't there. So one of the other chefs was like, oh, he'll be back in like 5 minutes. So then she came and got me and literally like dragged me by my sleeve through the lobby to the kitchen and was like, you're going to speak to him. And I was like, I can't do it. And then before I knew it, because she actually is very strong.
She's small, but she's mighty.
So mighty. So I was fighting with all my might and ended up at the kitchen. And I was just like, fuck.
I think B could take us both in a fight.
Yeah.
Easily. And like both of us, not one at a time. Like she would put us both in our asses.
Oh no, she's got muscles. Like, yeah, mighty. Mm. Anyway, we end up at the kitchen and I was like, fuck, I'm like here now. Like I was like right in front of him, just like waiting for me to say something. So I was just like, Are you single? Literally. And then he was like, yes. And that was my Italian accent, by the way. Yes.
Yes, we're doing a lot of trying to mimic the Italian accent.
Because he's very Italian.
The yeah. English is not so good.
He's always like, how you say?
So you were like, cute. I'm leaving tomorrow. And he was like, do not remember me.
I was like, he means remind, right?
Yeah, he means remind.
So then I was like, are you single? And he was like, yeah. And then so B was just like, she would love to give you her Instagram. She's a model. I was like, please stop. It was like my mum trying to like talk me up.
Oh no, but if you're the hype man, it's B.
Oh, 100%. Poof. And he was just like, oh, okay, I take your Instagram. So he like took my Instagram and then we started chatting. And then he was like, when I finish work tonight, like we'll go for a walk and have a drink or something. So we did, and it was just like walking around like Little Ostoni at night.
Very romantic.
And he's really funny and like cute. And
what was it? I'm this funny in English. I am much funny in Italian.
He was like, you could not deal with how funny I am in Italian. And I was like, I believe it. And I've just been seeing him, pretty much every night after he finishes work. Because obviously he's a chef and he's very busy.
Very busy. Works crazy hours.
Yeah.
Breakfast, lunch and dinner.
Yeah, he has been at the minute. Apart from one night where I, like, passed out at 10 p.m. because we were drunk. And he messaged me and I just woke up at like 2 a.m. and I was like, oh shit, I think I missed that one.
Yeah.
But that was also the night I'd proposed marriage to him twice.
Yes. Once was a joke, and then the second time was after trying his tiramisu.
And then I was like, yeah, not a joke anymore.
I was joking before, but now I'm serious.
Yeah. And then he was just like, oh, you're drunk. And I was just like, no, I'm not drunk. And then I passed out at like 10 p.m. The next day I was like, turns out I was a bit drunk. And he was like,
but that's okay, because then you guys had a little sleepover last night.
Mm-hmm.
Very cute.
So cute. He was like, literally the first time we slept together as well, like we were cuddling in bed afterwards and he was just like, oh, mamma mia, I like you so much. And I was like, dead, absolutely dead.
Oh, it's so cute.
So
now we're planning a little wedding in Ostuni.
Yeah, probably.
Pretty much.
Yeah, today he did say, like, oh, we're going to have to get married before you leave then.
Yeah.
And I was like,
well, that was marriage proposal number 3.
Yeah.
Obviously. Anyway, so my mum's beside herself. She's so excited. She's
Ultimate wing woman.
Mm. He's met my mum.
Yeah.
So he's done the starting to impress the parents already.
Yeah. And also, like, your mum thinks he's really polite and really sweet, which mm-hmm. I think is, like, a good indicator.
Yeah, I think that's... And, like, mum's pretty good at, like, people and stuff. Like, she's got good intuitions.
Mm.
She's also a bit psychic, not that she thinks she is, but she is always right about everything, even like really obscure things that might happen. Mum's always right.
Yeah.
So it's like, if she actually leaned into like her psychic abilities, it would be something else.
Yeah, well, you've told me some really like weird stuff, and I'm like, that is very strange. Some people just have those like intuitions though, right?
She does, but she fully, I've like bought her tarot cards and stuff, and I'm like, you need to lean into this, and she's like, oh, we'll one day, and it's like, no, seriously, mum.
Yeah, please. But she reckons it's it.
Yeah, she's so... she's like, okay, we were at a restaurant having lunch just now, and she was like, you could do a nice wedding here, Lucy.
I know. Oh, God. Yeah, no, he's a very nice boy. And, yeah, well, there's a Fraser house here now.
Yeah, we've got a little house in Ostoonie, so we've got somewhere to stay. You've got somewhere to stay when you come to stay with your boyfriend.
Come visit my lover.
Yeah, exactly.
I've started learning Italian on Duolingo. Mm-hmm. It's going pretty well.
Full commitment.
Yeah.
Well, he started learning English on Duolingo too.
Yeah, really cute.
So cute.
I know.
He's so cute.
Yeah.
So apparently there is no such language barrier when it comes to love.
Hmm.
Yeah, excuse, right?
Oh, and the sex, guys. Can we talk about the sex?
Get into it, babe. That's the whole point of this fucking podcast.
Oh, good. Well, I've not to generalize Italians anyway. I've never dated an Italian. Obviously, have heard that they can be a bit wandering eyesy.
A bit flirty.
Yeah.
A little bit not monogamous entirely. That's...
So, yeah.
I've worked in Italian restaurants and I've seen some
things. But, yeah.
You know.
I've known friends to date Italians and it has not gone well. But
that's stereotyping though.
Yeah, it is. And also he seems like a bit of a family boy, which I think is a green flag.
So wholesome.
Yeah. Like I think he was raised well. He's quite like chivalrous and
actually like wholesome, old fashioned values, etc., etc.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very cute.
So yeah. I don't know. Let's hope so. He did ask last night. He was just like, is this serious or, like, fun for you? And I was like, I don't know.
Wait, didn't he say girlfriends?
So, well, according to my Duolingo, ragazza is girlfriend. Mm. And he said ragazza.
Cute.
But I just pretended I didn't know what it meant because I was like, I don't want to freak out.
You don't want to assume as well in case we're wrong.
Yeah.
But very cute.
Yeah.
Very cute. Okay, so get into the sex.
Oh, so good. Well, he, like, speaks Italian while we're having sex as well, so I don't actually know what he's saying a lot of the time, but I do hear a lot of bellas.
So beautiful, beautiful.
Which I assume is good.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's, like, it was funny, actually, because he was just, like, he was saying that, he was, like, you know when you watch the Pornhub? I was, like, uh-huh, where's this going? And he was like, it's always in like English or America. It's like always English language.
Yeah.
So he was like, so hearing you have sex is like the Pornhub.
Oh my God.
So funny.
Oh my God.
Yeah, hilarious.
Just is that a good thing?
I mean, I said that and he was just like, yeah, so hot.
Okay. Take that.
So yeah, I'm just like beaming and I feel a bit like I'm walking on clouds and I just want to see his little face all the time. And I know he's really cute as well. Like I don't normally go for someone so like pretty and
yeah cute. He doesn't have like that ruggedness. Not, is it ruggedness?
I don't know, it's just not, I normally know. Go for like someone a bit ropier.
Yeah, you just usually go for someone who's got an interesting characteristic or two. And he's
an
just
an eclectic taste.
An acquired taste or something like that. Whereas he is very, very handsome.
Yeah.
Like you would see him in a crowd and be like, he is very good looking and just looks like a good egg.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But also he's a short king, which I thought I would be more bothered about than I am.
Yeah, no.
Like I'm not bothered
at all. He's not short. He's just like a little bit shorter than you.
Yeah, which is like short for me normally. Yeah, true. Because I'm like 5'10". I would put him at like somewhere between 5'8", 5'9".
So fine.
Yeah.
But I love a short king.
It's cute, and also it's not short where it matters, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. That's usually how it goes, though. Short kings usually have
They're packing.
They're packing. They're usually packing.
Mm.
If not in general, definitely for their height.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never...
It was a shock.
I've had many a short king, and I've never actually had a short king with a small willy.
Interesting.
Yeah, I've never been disappointed.
Okay.
Yeah, my ex of like 5 years, he was quite a bit shorter than me. And I was like, because I liked him so much before I ever slept with him.
Mm.
And so when I did sleep with him, I was like, I remember mouthing, thank God, because he was packing. Like, not the big, like, you know, like not huge, huge, but just like significantly out of proportion for like how like small he is.
Yeah, like more than you were expecting.
Oh, way more than I was expecting. Yeah. Well, then I stayed for 5 years.
I was going to say, I did always wonder why you were with him for such a long time. Well, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, my Italiano is a sensational lover. And
your Italian speaking is improving by the hour.
Dove è la chiesa?
Which means?
Where is the church?
Perfect. That's exactly what you need.
That's all I need. learning a few things. But yeah, he's also teaching me like the naughty stuff that I won't learn on Duolingo.
Perfect.
So that's, yeah.
That's for you guys.
Going to be fluent at some point, I'm sure. And then, oh my God, and I had a dream we had a little Italian baby.
Yeah, piccolo bambino.
Piccolo bambino. So I'm done. Stick a fork in me. I am done.
Perfect. We love it. We love it. We love it. So Lucy's now Italian by marriage.
Keep you updated on keep the you,
we'll
wedding
keep,
date.
We'll keep you updated. So we've got another date tonight and then we leave in the morning. But I think you'll be back.
Yeah.
Pretty soon, to be honest.
I think so too.
We've got time to kill. We've got 3 weeks in Scotland before our weddings.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're going to weddings in Scotland in the same week.
Yeah.
And then so we've got 3 weeks to kill with not a lot to do, so
Hop on a flight.
But
to hop on a penis.
Okay. There you go. There you go, baby girl. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I love it. It's amazing.
So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
That's a big roster. That's 17 minutes of roster update.
I'm so sorry, guys.
But it's a lot. It's quite extraordinary. That's
so unexpected.
Yeah.
Like, oh, what the fuck?
Meanwhile, I'm just crushing over Floppy Head Idiot.
Still going strong.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like, obviously, like, this trip looming had me a little bit like, I don't know about the commitment and stuff like that before I go traveling for 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm still just like really feeling it. Like, he's back home in Sydney, but I'm just like, oh, yeah, like, see how it goes when I get home.
Yeah, and you are, like, chatting a lot. Like, it's consistent communication.
Yeah.
Which we love.
Yeah, we love.
And you might see him soon.
Yeah. So. Yeah. He might pop over or something. We'll see.
Yeah.
Okay, so what were we going to talk about today?
Well, I wondered if you had a little love story.
Oh, to match my true love story.
Yeah.
Well, watching how you're feeling right now just brings up the whole, like, it's like when you know, you know.
Yeah.
The thing. Because, like, I definitely have always believed that.
Mm.
And it's like sometimes it's like a chemical thing. Like, I really think, like, with Jackson, like, my whole, like, mouth sweating and stuff, like, I, like, we really, really liked each other from, like, the second we saw each other. And that obviously continued for almost a year.
Mm. Was like the fire always there?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you always felt that. Yeah.
There was always like with Jack, it was always like really good sex. And like we definitely like cared about each other really, really deeply.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously like there were like the sex never went to shit or it never... Like, we never stopped having, like, we had to stop eventually, like, after we broke up, we had sex a couple more times, but then that was kind of it. Mm. But, like, during the relationship, we never stopped having sex, and it was always a really healthy sex life, which makes me think now that maybe it was just, like, a chemistry thing rather than, like, the one.
Yeah.
You know.
Which sometimes, yeah, it can be, like, confusing because you still get those kind of, like, butterflies and stuff.
Mm.
Like, I've had butterflies.
Yeah. Over this guy.
Yeah. Didn't know I could still have butterflies.
I know. I've honestly never seen you like this. It's quite shocking.
Yeah, it's wild. I need to stop smiling because my face hurts. So please continue.
No, don't stop smiling. It is so cute and beautiful to see you like this. I love it.
Yeah. It's been a while.
Okay. I think you wanted me to tell about my engagement.
Yeah, because it's just such a good, like, love story and a good when you knew kind of vibe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like an instant connection vibe.
Okay, guys. So this time I got engaged on a first date.
I couldn't believe it when I heard this.
But it's like, and it sounds so stupid, but like when you know me, you know the characters, you know how it, like my ex-fiance, like when you know how it escalated into that, it's like, okay, like this is actually,
yeah,
it wasn't so stupid.
And also you just love like,
yeah, and like we just, like we were young, we just got really excited, and yeah, I think under different circumstances it really could have worked out well.
Mm-hmm.
And like the way that, so like when it happened, I said something to my mum about it. Obviously I told my mum, but I was like, I know it's a bit crazy, but like I just think it's actually quite old-fashioned.
Mm-hmm.
Like you hear about like people's grandparents doing shit like that.
Yeah, well, because you didn't sleep together on the first date, right?
No. So how it happened,
from the top,
so ex-fiancé. I feel like I should give him a better nickname than that.
Might come to you.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll think of something. So, Hinge dude.
That's Hinge dude. Way worse?
I don't know. So, met ex-fiancé on Hinge on like a Sunday night, I think. And then we were just talking all week. Messaging, got each other on Instagram, things like that, had organized a date for the Friday night. And I just lost interest in absolutely everybody else, like the second I saw him on Hinge. And that's not like me. Like, it takes a lot for me to be interested in anybody without like seeing them face to face.
Yeah, without meeting them as well. Yeah, no.
No, and he was like, he obviously felt the same. Like he was like telling me, he was like, oh, I showed my friend at work like your Instagram, and he'd like, he can't believe how beautiful you are, and like how like I ended up getting to talk to you and stuff. And I was like, oh my God, like that's so cute.
Like this was before your first date.
This before we even met.
He's like showing people.
Yeah, oh it was like, I've got a date with this girl. So we had just, Friday night date, and he was like, I want to take you for a picnic at Double Bay.
Gorgeous.
So there's like a nice little park area there. So I went down to Sydney, left my car at my auntie's house in Newtown, and then went over to Double Bay to meet him. And he was standing there, and he was so tall and handsome. And like,
how tall is he?
6'2".
Nice.
Yeah. Not that matters to me, but like it's just, it
no,
was
true.
Cute.
Just a nice little detail. Like, yeah. To visualize.
So it gave me like the biggest hug, and like we walked down to like the grass area and like set up like a little picnic blanket, and he'd bought all like this cute, like all these cute little snacky things, and like popcorn and red wine and stuff.
Love.
And so I think we were sitting there, and like the conversation just came so easily.
Mm.
And like I just remember laughing my little ass off, like I bet, like we barely got through half a glass of wine, and we were about half an hour into the date, and I just looked at him and I was like, do you want to be my boyfriend?
Oh my God, I didn't know that's like, okay.
And he was like, yeah.
I didn't know you've made the first.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So love. I was like, do you want to be my boyfriend? And he was like, fuck yeah, I do. And we just like,
Obsessed.
So I think we met at like 6 o'clock, like, and like, in the afternoon, like 6 o'clock at night, but like 6 o'clock in the afternoon because like it was still like light outside and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were like just there, like kissing, talking, laughing. Sun went down. It was like dark. There was no one else around. And
oh, I love
yeah,
that. You just lost track of time
completely. And he was like, I live down the road. I'd usually like get an Uber with a girl and stuff, but it's literally down the road and it's kind of pathetic if we get an Uber because it's so close. And I was like, yeah, sweet, like, let's just go. So we went back to his house and we were just like still like talking, laughing. Like, I think we're only on like our second glass of wine or something at this point, because like we hadn't eaten anything. We were just so busy talking and just like getting along and just having this amazing connection. And then we got back to his place and I spilled basically an entire glass of red wine all over his white sofa.
Oh, fuck. That's like something I would do.
I know. So I was clumsy. Like, I'm so sorry. And like, he could not have given a fuck. He was just like, who cares? Like, it's a boy's house, because he had a housemate at the time. He's like, who cares? It's a boy's house. Like, a white sofa. It was just going to happen at some point.
Yeah.
We tried to clean it up a little bit. We were talking about something else. And he was like, he turned around to me and was like, I think I'm so in love with you.
Oh,
and I was
God.
Like, did you just say that? And he was like, yeah, I'm really in love with you. And I was like, same. Absolute same.
Stop.
I was
just like, and in that moment, like, you weren't freaked out. Like, you were just like, yeah, it tracks.
Not one bit. It was just like, yeah, because it was just everything was clicking so well. And I'd never experienced that before. Like, there was none of that. Like I liked him more than boys that I'd ever liked in the past, where it was like that giddy, shy feeling
mm-hmm.
of like crushing on someone but not really sure where they stand or how they feel about things. Like, with him, I just knew.
Yeah.
Like, and there was just like sort of that, you know, that intimacy and just like safety you get from like long-term relationships, where you're like, okay, like, this person's just really solid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was that straight off the bat.
Yeah.
So
I love that.
Yeah. So he like turned around. I was like, I really am in love with you. And I was like, same. And he was like, you know what? Like, this just isn't going to be good enough. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, it's just not good enough to leave it at that. And I was like, what do you mean? And he stood up and I was like, I knew what he was about to do. And I was like, what the fuck? And he slid. I had a big emerald ring that was my grandmother's on my middle finger. So I still wear it a lot. So it's like a square emerald with a diamond halo around it. And my grandfather gifted it to my grandmother. So I had been given it years before, but I hadn't ever worn it. And for some reason, I just like put it on to wear to that date.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, something odd. So he like slipped that off my middle finger, got down on one knee and was like, Olivia Ruby Fraser, will you please marry me?
Holy shit.
I was like, fuck yeah, like, yes, of course. And like, just, like, both like cried a little bit and was just like, what the fuck?
Oh my, you both cried?
Yeah, of course we did.
Stop.
Of course we did. And I was just like, what the fuck? So then we, yeah, I don't know. We just like kept on talking and laughing and stuff, and just like talked a little bit about the future, but just mostly just kept on having an amazing time.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have sex. We just cuddled and went to sleep and stuff.
So did you do snogging?
We did snogging, but that
did
was
you do the, fingering?
No, nothing. He says that I gave him a blowjob. I don't remember that. I think it all happened like in the days after. I was like,
yeah.
I don't think I did, because I remember like waking up in the morning and be like, that was so wholesome.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, but I do remember like staying up heaps late, like talking and laughing and stuff. So,
oh my God.
And then I don't know. I remember leaving the next day just being like, did that really happen? And like, when I woke up with him, I was like, you can take it back. And he was like, absolutely not. And it's not like we were drunk or anything. Like, we did not finish a bottle of wine. Like, it was just, we were so in love and just excited. And it was just this awesome thing that I think came over both of us.
Mm-hmm.
And, So then I remember leaving the next day being like, how the fuck am I going to tell anyone about this?
Yeah.
How am I gonna?
And did you like, you kept the ring on your ring finger?
Oh yeah, it didn't come off until like we eventually split up, because it was pretty soon. Like, it was, yeah, my dad died. I've explained this before. Like, I fucked up and broke up with him, and it was, my dad had died, and I was just crazy, and like any negative emotion, I just like ran away from everything. So I think I just after a while I had a bit of anxiety about the whole thing and called it off, but we've always been friends since. And
it was just a lot in that moment, I think. Like, yeah. You had enough going on in your head and, like, you know, it's like a big thing to pile on top of that. Like, I think you did the right thing for yourself at the time.
Yeah, I think
there's a reason, you know?
Life was just meant to take a different path. Like, we were both meant to go down, like, different paths.
Liv was meant to go on maths.
Yeah, and, like, he's gone off and had a very, very happy life. Mm-hmm. But we're still good mates and stuff. And we, like... Yeah, we have, like, talked about it in the past. Been like, damn, that was wild. But, like, what a great story. But
what memories.
What memories. But, so, and I'm really, really grateful for it because I think it, like, I don't know, it just, like, gave me a really good boost of, like, when you know someone is awesome and fantastic and just going to be something so fantastic in your life, like, you just have to go for it.
Yeah, don't run away from it.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of, like, where, I mean, I'm not at the same level, but, like, kind of feels where I'm at, because, like, normally for me the go-to would be like you. Yeah, and also, like, I do look for things wrong with people, and look, I mean, like, I'll make the excuse for myself in that, like, it's because you have, like, shitty experiences with people and you're like, not everyone is always what they seem. So something like early on, I'm like, okay, well, you know, anyone could be lovely early on, and I've seen it turn shit pretty quickly and, like, true colours come out and stuff like that. So I'm always a bit, like, is it trepidatious?
Yes.
Yeah, about kind of, like, throwing myself into things. But I am, like, a little bit now, like, fuck it. You know what I mean? Like, fucking why not?
I think you have, like, to be, though. Otherwise, like, you just, like, live your life afraid of getting hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, Lord knows I don't live my life afraid of getting hurt. And, like, it's just, it's, I do get hurt, but at least I have, like, the fun experience as well.
Yeah. But I also, I've, like, hurt myself in the past by, like, holding back on things and, like, fucking it up for myself, because I'd be like, oh, well, let me fuck it up before they do. So yeah, I'm kind of just like, now I'm like, well, this could be it. Like, why not?
I think it could be.
Stop. I'll stop.
You'll start gushing again. You'll start getting, like, so excited and just beside yourself. Oh my god. Anyway, this is, like, so heavy, but, like, in a nice way.
It's, like, probably our most wholesome episode yet, though.
Yeah. Who are we?
Yeah. Who I mean, are we? Okay, shall I bring the level down a little bit?
Oh god, with what?
I'm pretty sure, okay, so, like, y'all know we flew here from Australia.
Yes.
We did, like, a 30-hour travel day, and, you know, there's been a lot of drinking, there's been a lot of, like,
I have no idea where you're going with this.
Well, look, so I'm gonna say that she was feeling a little sensitive down there, like a little potential on the
UTI front.
No, like,
yeast infection.
The pH balance was not balancing, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah. So it wasn't...
Fuck.
It wasn't the best situation.
Oh, no.
And he still went down on me. And didn't say a word. In fact, said it was lovely. Said I had a gorgeous pussy.
The golden pussy strikes again.
At least someone appreciates it. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah. So... Just to
throw that nugget out there.
Myself there. Keep it real.
Keep it humble, girlfriend. Oh my god.
Yeah.
We were talking before with my mum, and Lucy was like, "I've never had a holiday romance before," and I was like, "Neither have I. I had fun on schoolies. Like, don't get me wrong.
Where'd you go for schoolies?
Bali.
Nice.
And I just found, like, my little." Like, the, so there was this boy.
Your Bali prince.
No.
Your prince.
I think he would probably say that. No, my little Bali boyfriend. He, so we went to school together. So my schoolies was like I'd say it was like 150 of all of us in the same year. We all flew together.
150 of you?
We all stayed in the same hotel.
How the fuck did you coordinate this?
Because Terrigal High School, like, I think at that point everybody goes on school list to Bali, and everybody, well, not everybody, not every single person in the year, but a very large number.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody stays at the same hotel every year.
I love
same
that. Same resort,
so Jayakarta and Legian every single year.
So cute.
So much fun. And, like, so I was, this is fucked. I was meant to stay in a room with my high school boyfriend. So I went out with a boy, obviously on and off. So I came home from kindergarten and I was like, Mom, I'm going to marry Blake. And she was like, yeah, okay, because I'm five. She's like, yeah, okay, how cute.
Yeah.
And then in year 10, I was still coming home saying, Mom, I'm going to marry Blake. And she's like, when is this ending? It's like, it's been 11 years and, like, it's just the same boy. So he was my first kiss. I lost my virginity to him. Like, aww. I really, yeah.
I went to the virginities.
Oh, yeah. So oh, yeah. Cute. It was from when I was 5 till 16. Oh, it was just, gosh. I was just in love with the same boy because I really can, like, commit.
Mm-hmm.
As we know, hence married at first sight.
I'm like the opposite. I feel like this is where we work.
Yeah.
Commitment, so, commitment issues.
Oh my god. And, like, yeah, still love him. But so we broke up, like, half, I think, beginning of year 10.
Mm-hmm.
And he went off and, I don't know, it was like a nice, like, closing of the doors. So mm-hmm. he went off and did his thing. I went off and did my things. And my high school boyfriend after that was actually one of his friends. So okay. That's how I met Tyler.
I see.
Yeah. So schoolies had just broken up with Tyler, I think. And Blake had a new girlfriend. And so, but Blake and I, for some reason, were meant to stay in a room. So Blake, his friend, and myself, all in one room.
Okay. Was that like three beds or...
It was a single bed and then a double.
Okay, that's weird.
Yeah, it was just like a weird situation where, like, Blake was always off with his new girlfriend and his friend who we were meant to stay with. I wasn't uncomfortable staying in a room with him. He just, like, always had the key because we had one key between the three of us.
Oh, God. Okay.
So I could never get into my room and I was hanging out with my girlfriend. So it ended up being, like, I when I got my suitcase after, like, 3 days and just, like, went and stayed with my girlfriend. So there was, like, five of us in a three-bed hotel room.
Oh, my God.
And it was so much fun.
Yeah, I bet.
But there was one boy who I hadn't really spoken to much at school. And he was just, like the sort of the cute... harmless, like, larrikin. Like, he was just so what's the word, I don't even know, just, like, jovial. And I had never thought of him in, like, a sexual way or anything at school.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was the first day of schoolies and we were all in the pool getting drunk and I just looked at him and was like, you, me. And then that was it for schoolies. Like, we were just, like, we were hooking up every night. We were having sex, like, most nights. Like, I remember being on the back of a scooter, like, coming home from the club, and he was, like, fingering me on the back of a motorbike.
Wait, while he was driving it?
No, we were, like, there was, like, a Balinese man driving it.
And then you two on the back.
And then he was in the middle and, like, reached back and was, like, fingering me.
Love that. Oh, my God.
I know, we just had so much fun. But that's probably the closest I've got to, like, a holiday romance.
Romance, yeah.
Except we were walking home and Lucy said, I've never had a holiday romance before. And I was like, besides, like, my little schoolies fling, I was like, you know what? Neither, except for when I was in Europe and I was 13 and my mum kept on trying to make me flirt with, like, all the tour guides and stuff. Like, they'd be like, I was, like, 13 turning 14 and she was like, go ask for his name, he's cute. And I'd be like, oh, no.
She's like, get yourself out there. See, yeah. This is why she's the ultimate wing woman.
Yeah, she wasn't actually trying to, like, make me flirt with these boys. She was just trying to, like, make me not be shy.
Yeah. And she's just always, yeah. She's down for a good time.
She's
down
for a giggle.
She's
seriously like dance monkeys.
Yeah. Like, you last night she was like, cause I was going to go to Italian guy's house.
Mm-hmm. Romeo's.
Romeo. We're calling him Romeo?
Yeah. We have to call him Romeo.
Okay. Love. Okay. We're out there, Romeo. He's at work. I know where he is at all times. Stop.
At all times he's at work.
Yeah. True. When would he have time to cheat on me?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. Anyway,
so I was going to go to his house and then your mum was like, I'm going to go to bed. She was just like, but, like, just just bring him over here. Like, just tell him to come over here. She's like, I'm shutting my door. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to hear anything. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God. But also, okay, fine.
But this is the love dungeon.
Yeah.
We're in the love dungeon, guys.
There's probably semen somewhere. No, I'm just kidding.
That was the first thing I said to you. I climbed into bed this morning with you and I was like, am I lying in semen? And you were like, no, it's on this side.
Well, because these like European beds, it's basically like two singles pushed together. Mm. So you kind of have to choose a side and then like commit to it if you're like banging. Otherwise, you're going to end up in the middle.
Yeah, it's just going to cave in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all right. We made it work.
I'm sure you did. Oh my God, you did, babe. Oh my God, incredible. Okay, have we got ghost stories for this week? We are honestly just like so in our feels this week, girl.
It's like honestly so hard to think about anything else.
This is all of our conversation. So I was like, we have to record this episode because I want to catch Lucy in her feels because this is such a rare sighting. This is like a blue moon. Like it's like,
it really is. Like watch it all come crumbling down within a week or something.
Yeah, no. Never trust us to keep a good thing going.
No, but I'm going to try for this one, I think.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I said, because he was like, obviously, we're going to have to get married before you leave. And I was like, yeah, duh. Liv will be flower girl. She can't wait.
I want to be a flower dude. I want the bum bag with the rose petals and the, like, pizzazz.
You can be flower whatever you want, baby. You'll just, yeah.
I want to be flower bambino now that you've said that.
I want a little bambino. No, I don't. Stop.
Yes, you do.
Stop.
Yes,
stop.
You do. Okay, I can be the fairy godmother. Actually, no, my mum will want to be the fairy godmother.
Oh, yeah, true.
She'll be really
rightfully so.
Yeah.
Rightfully so.
Have we thought of ghost stories?
No, like honestly, I'm just like so we are distracted.
We're so in our feels. It's just like
I can't think about anything else. We should call this a Delulu episode because like we are just encouraging each other at this point.
As soon as you said it to me, I was like, we're naming our podcast episode Mamma Mia, I like you so much.
So cute. He did actually accidentally say I love you in a message and you were like, I don't think he meant to say that. And I was like, honestly, same. There are a lot of like language issues, but I was like, but I'm going to enjoy the fact he did say it.
There's a language barrier, so everything has to come with a grain of salt.
Yeah, he was like last time, what was he saying? He was like Mao, and I was like, what? He was like Mao, and I was like, what the fuck are you saying? And he was like, he was like, you know, with the whiskers, and I was like, meow, like a cat, and he was like, ah, cat.
Was he talking about your pussy?
No, but I was just like, what the fuck.
So cute.
Funny.
Okay, we're going to do a listener ghost story.
I don't know. These aren't actually ghost stories.
Oh,
these
what are they?
Confessions?
Oh, okay, yeah. Let's do this.
Just because that's what's come to me quickly.
Oh, let's do this.
This one?
Yeah.
Do you want to read that one?
Okay.
And then we'll do another one.
I lost my V card to this guy at random because I was getting old and wanted it over with. Lol. Afterwards, he sat me down and gave me some water because, you know, hydration. Then he proceeded to pull his guitar out and sang me a song he wrote for his ex. It was a love song. I boosted out of there so quick.
As if?
Shut the fuck up.
I wonder how they knew it was for his ex, though.
He probably wrote this for my ex.
Yeah.
And I'm going to serenade you after taking your virginity with a love song for my ex.
Wait, that's so mean, though.
That's so mean.
Oh, my God. Wait, old to lose your V-cards, though? Because I know people with, like, a real spectrum of when they did. And then I read the other day that Rebel Wilson was 35.
Wow, good on her.
Yeah, I know. I was, like, so shocked, but I was like, I love that. Like,
I feel like she, like... I don't know. I think it's just like you have to, like, when you're ready, I guess. I don't know. I was 15, which I still think was quite young.
Mm. Would you change it though, or were you glad? Like,
no, mine was perfect. Yeah. So it was so cute.
Because you liked the person as well. I think that's the main thing.
Yeah, and it was somebody that I'd known since I was 5.
Yeah.
And had like loved since first day of kindergarten.
Yeah, that's really cute.
So it was like, and I felt like we were starting to get older and like drift apart, and it was just like a nice way to like finish it.
Yeah.
And like he'd been my first kiss, he'd been my first everything. So it was like, yeah, like this just makes sense, you know?
Yeah, that's really wholesome.
Yeah, like I kissed him in year five and everyone was like, did you kiss a boy? And I was like, well, it was him. So like, what's the big deal?
Yeah. I think I was 17 and it was my first, like, what I would say is my first proper boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I did have a boyfriend for like a month when I was 15. And that was like my first blowjob.
Okay.
And yep. Anything else sexual, really.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't actually have sex. Like he put it in a little bit once and I was like, nah.
Okay, he like splashed around the shallows but didn't dive into the deep.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, gotcha. Yeah. And I was just like, ah, no. And then like after like a month, he cheated on me and like fingered some girl in the back of the taxi. Yeah.
That's so Geordie though.
I know. And I found out about it because the whole school knew.
That's horrible.
I know.
I'm so sorry.
So yeah, I'm not going to give my virginity to him. I don't think that counts.
No, absolutely not. You got to wait, I think.
Yeah. I'm going to give it to 17-year-old boyfriend that was...
Worth it. Worth waiting.
Yeah, I mean, it was fine.
I think as far as, like, it's getting old and I want to get it out of the way, like, I think it's just, like, up to you. Like, mm-hmm. if you're like, I just want to get this over and done with, then, like, YOLO. If you want to, like, wait for something special, great. If you never want to lose it, great. Queen Elizabeth the First, like, YOLO.
Yeah. Also, I don't think it is, like, I think people, like, build it up in their head sometimes and they're like, it has to be perfect, has to be special, whatever. Like,
no.
I couldn't really tell you any of the details much of, like, my first time. And it, like, yes, it was with someone that I think I had told I loved at the time. Mm-hmm. But it, at the end of the day, like, it hasn't really stuck with me. And I'm glad it happened in a nice way, but mm-hmm. at the same time, it doesn't really mean a lot to me these days. So I think, like, it doesn't have to be
the big thing
everyone makes it out to
absolutely
be.
Absolutely not. I think it's a story that people are, like, you're going to tell for the rest of your life, but it doesn't matter. It only matters if it matters to you.
Yeah, so exactly.
It could be your wedding night, whatever. Like, it's just, you know.
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, just, you know, go with the flow.
Or don't fuck it. Like, whatever.
Yeah, just go with the flow. But I would never encourage anyone to be like, I'm getting old and get it out of the way. And it's like, no, don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Okay,
only do it if you want to, not just because...
Yeah, not
you
because...
You feel pressured.
Exactly. Yeah, because, like...
Not fun.
No, and also there was a lot of people at my school and stuff lost their virginities earlier and stuff, and I don't think I felt pressured, but I definitely felt as though I should lose it before...
Finishing school,
yeah. And I didn't lose it before I finished school, so I was still 17 after I'd finished school, and then it was, like, not long before my birthday is in August, for us, that's, like, summer holidays, end of the year. Yeah, but I think I wasn't even going to uni. Oh, well, obviously, I was going to drama college.
Yeah.
And I think I felt a pressure to be like...
Okay. Not a virgin there.
Yeah. But now I'm like, I don't know why I felt
doesn't
that.
Doesn't matter.
So, yeah.
Drama college, everyone was either gay or taken, so...
Oh, yeah. Loads of virgins at drama college.
There's no point.
Yeah, okay. So what's another one? Let's find a good one. Okay. This was mortifying, but me and my ex were having mind-blowing sex, thought we had the house to ourselves. My ex had a kink where he liked to talk dirty. I was saying the most raunchy stuff. We were moaning so loud. Turns out his mum was home the whole time and had to hide from us for the rest of the day.
I would hide from the mum too.
Oh, I'd be absolutely mortified.
I'd be mortified.
Yeah. Damn.
Wait. I've definitely done that. So, like...
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Like, yeah.
In those days where they lived with their mums, yeah.
Yeah, like, made the sex noises and then be like, oh, hi, Mrs. Smith. How long have you been home for?
Yeah.
Oh...
Well,
I'm going home now.
No eye contact. No eye contact.
Absolutely not.
I remember, well, my first boyfriend that I actually lost my virginity to when I was 17.
Yeah.
He lived at home. He was older, actually. He was like 21 at the time, which I'm not going to lie, my parents did not love.
I'm sure they did not.
Yeah, neither did my brother.
I'm sure he did not.
But yeah, no, he had gone to our school like years before and then...
Yeah, he was probably finished by the time he fucking started.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, but he had a younger sister that still went to our school.
So that's even worse.
No, well, this is how I got onto him, because he would like come pick her up and I would be like, okay, damn.
Because he's the adult picking up the child from school.
Yeah, it's bad, isn't it?
Oh, it's so bad.
Okay, yeah. Well, that was that. Anyways, but he still lived at home. And
I'm sure he did.
I don't know, I just never wanted to bring him back to my mum and dad's.
I'm sure you didn't.
Yeah, fair. I also had like a single bed in my childhood home and I was just like, this is not cute. It was very much like still
a child
vibes. Yeah. Okay. God, this sounds bad, doesn't it?
Keep digging. Get through it.
So his bedroom at home was above his mum's bedroom. So
no,
yeah, apparently she just would hear, and specifically said she would hear me all the time,
because you were like having to fake that it was good.
I think so, yeah. I didn't remember it being that
good.
So
you have to be like, you have to be dramatic when you're faking it, that's the mm-hmm. thing.
I think I was just like, oh, this is what it's supposed to be like,
and like God. Watched Sex and the City enough as a child to be like, yeah.
Literally. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's pretty mortifying. I'm such a Samantha. What a compliment. Thank you. Love that.
But yeah, oh my God, amazing. Okay, well, I'm mortified for everybody.
Yeah, I've been mortified for that. I've like heard a story though once, I don't know where this is, like maybe it was a ghost story or something, I can't remember, but it was basically someone was like staying over at a guy's house for the first time and they didn't have sex, but they got a little...
Frisky.
And then he was like, I'm going to the toilet. And she thought he was like taking a shit because he was like taking so long in the toilet. And she was like a bit weird, but like whatevs. And then his phone was connected to the Bluetooth speaker in his room. And he was watching porn on the toilet.
What the fuck?
And all she hear was porn. She was like, where the fuck is this coming from? And I was like, so you just go on the toilet and beat one out. I was like, that's rude. I feel offended.
It's kind of like, well, if like you're not having sex and he's like, I've got to get rid of this hard one.
Yeah, but like maybe like communicate. Like,
yeah.
He'd just be lying there, like listening to it, like, what the fuck? And apparently he kept getting louder because he was obviously like trying to turn up the volume.
And it was coming thinking, out of the Bluetooth,
like,
yeah.
It's not coming, like, where's the not? Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my funny God. Though. Funny. All right. I think that's us for today.
Should we wrap it up?
We'll wrap it up. Thank you guys for listening. We will sort out our microphone situation. As you guys know, it has been dire circumstances here.
Yeah.
Because we bought the wrong microphones with us. So
yeah. I'm also in very small town Italy. Like, yeah. We have not had time to rectify this between eps, but yeah. Hopefully next one we'll have it sorted.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We're going to be in Bonnie, Scotland next
Bonnie
week.
Bonnie, Scotland, eh?
With Lucy's parents, so...
Can't wait.
We'll see if we can get them to do, like, a little guest appearance or something.
They absolutely won't. But we'll try after a few whiskeys.
Oh, yeah. I reckon we could get your dad.
Oh, he'd probably have some feral stories as well.
He would. Well, wasn't he, like, a reformed F-boy and, like, met your mum and was like...
I'm done. Yeah, he's like, I'm a changed man. Mm-hmm. Went up and... Went home, broke up with all his
other girlfriends in London.
And was just like, yep, she's the one.
Now he goes for a couple of beers with his mates and calls her from the toilet because he misses her so much.
So cute. So cute. Absolute goals.
So F-boys do change. They just...
They can do.
They just... If they're not changing for you...
They're never going to.
No. They're never going to. They either do or they don't.
But this is the Delulu episode, so yeah, always hold out hope.
Yeah, it is. Okay. All right, guys. Thank you so much. We love you, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.